He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the second day of October, the second day of a new quarter, quarter four. The final quarter of 2020 has been quite a year. You never know what you're going to wake up to in the morning. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the futures were down a lot. I thought, you know, that's kind of silly, really. I don't see Trump missing a beat, knowing Trump. He's going to just keep on working right on through COVID. Unless, you know, he gets really sick. But the market was way down, 400 the one time on the futures. Right now the Dow's down 115 points at 27,700. The NASDAQ, which was down almost 300 points at one time during the sleeping hours after the Trump test positive for COVID. Today, right now, the NASDAQ is down about 130, 140 points. 98 now. It's coming back quite a bit here. You've got S&P down 21 right now to 3360. Russell 2000 down 1.1%. Crude oil taking it on the chin, down $1.66 to $37.06. Gold down $9.70 to $19.06. Silver down 7 cents to $24.18. I would imagine there would be a little rally in the bond market today. Let's see if I'm right. I'm wrong. Well, there's not much going on. I mean, the bond market swings by about 1 or 2 basis points either way. And that's about it. We're at 0.68, 0.69 today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know what? 2020 will go down as a year that was crazy, crazy. And it just gets crazier as now you've got POTUS and FLOTUS with testing positive for COVID. The immediate reaction by the market, kind of silly, really. I mean, the Dow down 400 points, the NASDAQ down 300. Those were the futures after the news and early this morning. And now with the market actually open and real trading taking place, it's come back a lot. Right now the Dow's down 114. The NASDAQ's down just 97 points right now. I think the market reacted. It seems like the number one story that the market's following right now is the status of the stimulus. Where's our stimulus, huh? Our prescription ran out. We need a renewal. Where's the stimulus? Well, they're still pretty far apart. The Democrats are still over $2 trillion. They passed themselves a $2.2 trillion bill. That's not going to fly, however, with the Republicans, which have suggested maybe 1.6, but I think most of them want to keep it under a trillion as the debt just continues to mount here in America. So, I mean, the thought was that now Trump won't be able to pay any attention to stimulus. There will be no stimulus before the election and blah, 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 on and on and on. The market almost always overreacts to situations. Not almost always, always overreacts to situations, both on the downside and the upside. I think when all is said and done, I don't think this has hardly any impact on the elections, on the stimulus talks, or much else, unless, you know, his health condition weakens. But as for now, I see him just going on. business as usual, except he can't get out of the White House. He's quarantined now. So anyways, that's what we wake up to today. The Padres win a playoff game. Take that, Minnesota. We've won one more than you over the last 27 years. It was quite a wild one. I was up late watching that. I owed it to my team that I followed since 1969, 53 years. You know, St. Louis has got like 22 pennant flags hanging in their rafters or whatever it is, 33, I don't know. We've got two, okay, 51 years. Hey, you know, got a little excitement there. We'll be watching Game 3 tonight of those Padres. Okay, well, we had a pretty good day in the market yesterday. I would say that the momentum stocks had a very good day. The usual suspects, CrowdStrike, Zoom Technology, Peloton, Beyond Meat, the Momo, the so-called Momo momentum stocks, doing very well. The Dow, on the other hand, was weak yesterday. Stimulus talks going back and forth. They finished the day still pretty far apart, almost $1 trillion apart, maybe $800 billion, something like that. I just hate to see all this debt being racked up. Everybody needs a bailout, it would seem. Well, then we got the final jobs report today before the election. Yeah, it was good, but it was not up. Didn't meet expectations. September non-farm payroll, 661,000 jobs created over the last month. The expectations were for 850,000. The unemployment rate drops below 8%. We're now at 7.9%. Don't forget, we were down under 3% there back earlier this year. Right now we are at 7.9%. The foreign markets, Japan down 0.7%. China's closed for 2 weeks. Hong Kong closed. India closed. What are we going to do? We're going to have to gamble on the NFL and the MLB and the PGA, I guess, without all these foreign markets open. London down 1%, Paris down 1%, Frankfurt down 1%, Brexit talks continue. House passed a $2.2 trillion, but you know what? That's just a symbolic passing of the bill because you got to have the other side going along with that, the Republicans. Their coronavirus package, Mnuchin's suggesting maybe 1.6. They're at 2.2. The market just, you know, it just can't get enough stimulus. It's greedy for stimulus. Give us more stimulus. In the meantime, the airlines sinking with the stimulus thrown into doubt amid Trump quarantine. Well, you know what? I don't think that has any impact. I don't like that conclusion. Oh, it's the Trump quarantine. That's going to prevent a stimulus bill. I don't think so. But the airline stocks, who wants to own the airline stocks anyways? They are on very, very, very shaky ground right now. Copper. Now, this is a little bit disturbing here. You know, copper is a leading indicator of the economy. Copper drops by the most it has since March. On global growth worries, GGW. We always come back to global growth worries, it would seem. That's been one that's come up off and on over the last several years, global growth worries. Copper went down 4.3% this morning. And again, that is a an omen, I suppose. It is a leading indicator, the price of copper. So we should be worried there just a little bit. In the meantime, the COVID trial for AstraZeneca is moving ahead in Japan, but it remains halted in the U.S. because of the one person that got very, very sick. Now, it could have been that that person was going to get sick anyways, you know, vaccine shot or not. But they have to figure it all out, you know. They got to go figure it out before they can resume the clinical trials here in the United States. Well, the IPO wagon continues to arrive in the station, one right after another, getting off the train and going public. A lot of those to talk about today. And in addition to that, a lot of analyst action today, upgrades, downgrades, new companies that maybe you've never heard of. A lot to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Dow down about 200 right now. NASDAQ down 90. But not nearly as bad as the futures were indicating this morning. All right. Well, just I took my usual trip through the market yesterday. Looked at probably 700 or 800 charts that were on my screens for one reason or another. The ones that really stood out to me yesterday, Carvana. You know, I owned that thing for a little while. It's been ranked off and on number one in my app for quite some time. It's a company that's never made money. It's a $40 billion company that went public at $8 per share in 2017, or got as low as $8 per share in 2017, and now it's $233.69, one of the biggest winners in the market in recent years. Carvana, which is a used car, it's an e-commerce platform. I guess it's the Amazon of used cars. There are other competitors out there. There's Vroom, VRM, and a few others, but for whatever reason, Carvana seems to be the nirvana for that space. You know, maybe they'll make a profit someday. I don't know, but the stock continues to hit new all-time highs. The solar stocks were on fire again yesterday. The one that we own two. Boy, they're up again today. Both having a very, very good day. The solar stocks remain on fire. The outsourcing, well, let's see. Well, is that the best word for it? Not really. I guess like Fiverr. Look at Fiverr again today. That's an Israel-based company that enables people to buy and sell digital services, similar to an e-commerce platform. It's like eBay in a way. It's like Upwork. I mean, it's a direct competitor. Upwork was up yesterday too, UPWK. This is where you can go online and shop for people to do some technical work for you, digital type work for you. Those stocks were on fire yesterday. Upwork, Fiverr, and Etsy, which is more selling your products online. And Shopify also had a very good day yesterday, as did Amazon, as the COVID economy continues. The other one that really stood out to me yesterday is one of the biggest winners we've ever found here at Gunderson Capital Management, the Trade Desk. Definitely on our wall of fame here. The Trade Desk broke out, and it's breaking out again today. Unbelievable. And that's a self-service platform for purchasing and managing digital advertising campaigns. Those are the billboards of our day. Pop-up ads on your iPhone, digital ads on your computer screen. on all your mobile devices. The Trade Desk, TTD, one of the biggest winners of all time here at Gunderson Capital Management. Another good day yesterday. Mortgages in forbearance rise for the first time in 6 weeks. They've been really low, however, given the state of the world right now, the state of the country. You would think more people would be having problems making their mortgage payments, but forbearance up a little bit. They rose by 28,000 for the week, which ended a six straight weeks of declines. So that's maybe a trend to turn around there. We'll have to keep our eye on that one. Deals, and more deals. Is it the last rush to the ATM machine before it closes? All of these companies doing mergers, doing buyouts, doing IPOs. Uber Freight. I don't know how that works. If you need to, if you need a semi truck, is that it? You go on your Uber app and see if there's any semi trucks within 10 minutes of you. I don't know how that works. Uber Freight raises $500 million. Yeah, that's a cool half a billion in funding from Greenbar. So, you know what? Look, funding means you have to, people got to get on the phones or whatever they do. They call the big guys, call the little guys, they got to raise money. Seems like it's no problem these days, whether it's an IPO without any products in sight, or whether it's Uber Freight, or whether it's a SPAC, an SPAC, where you're just giving them money to go buy something. There's no shortage of money right now chasing these deals, or no deals in some cases. Another half a billion flowing into Uber. Uber stock has perked up recently, but still, the day of profitability seems to be nowhere in sight. Okay, here's the IPO. Now, I've got to add these IPOs when they come out. I have never been busier in the mornings over the last several months. All these new IPOs, which, again, is an indication is there's no shortage of risk capital going around chasing all of these. We've got another SPAC going public. This one's being brought out by Virgin Galactic, the Virgin folks. That is an IPO, $480 million. Okay, that's a SPAC, a special acquisition. Go buy something. Here's a half a billion dollars. I have to add it to the app. The symbol is VGAC. I have it on my watch list. Another one, Blank Check Company, Avanti Acquisition. We don't even know what they're going to buy. But here's $600 million. Go find something. $600 million IPO. AVAN. The number of biotechs going public. Unbelievable. No products in sight. No, nothing to sell. Just cash to burn, and hopefully they come up with something. C4 Therapeutics. C4. Well, it's a good symbol. It's got four C's. CCCC. An upsized offering. That's a $182 million little IPO. Here's another acquisition one. Sports Entertainment Acquisition. Well, one of the big trends these days seems to be gambling on sports. Trade Desk. Well, DraftKings. That was another stock hitting new highs yesterday on momentum like crazy. And Penn, those two seem to be running neck and neck. Now you got a new one coming along. We don't even know what they own or what they will own or what they will buy or if they will buy anything. SEAH. Put that on your watch list. Sports Entertainment Acquisition. Well, we'll come back and talk about a little, some companies that have something a little more tangible. This is Bill Gunderson. Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, market about has kind of settled in here. NASDAQ down 90, Dow down 176, gold down $7.80. I see Roku having another good day, blasting through $200 for the first time in its history, not its an all-time high. Recent IPO, Palantir. I see they get a big contract today. That doesn't seem to be impacting the stock much. They get a $36 million. That's pocket change from the NCATS Secure Science Platforms environment. Well, that's one I'm going to keep my eye on, that Palantir. It has a pretty good pedigree. Recent IPO. Is the coast all clear at Nikola? Well, it had a good day yesterday. I don't know if that was a short covering. Of course, you've had the Trevor Milton story. Nikola's having another very good day today. It's up 7.5%, lighting up like a Christmas tree today. And there was talk that GM is going to take an even bigger stake in the company. J.P. Morgan is keeping an overweight rating on Nikola, but they make it clear that the stock is very high risk. I'll say you got a interesting CEO there at the helm of Nikola. Nokia reaches a new milestone. You know, there was a lot of talk. I got kind of intrigued by it all, that with the Huawei problems and you know, all the 5G business that they were losing, that a lot of that would go to Nokia and Ericsson. That just has not panned out. Nokia is under $4 a share again, $3.83. Ericsson is down again. It's down under. It's down to $10.62. Qualcomm continues to hit new highs, however. They seem to be the biggest chip player in all of this 5G business. And those other two just have not really panned out, even though they continue to get a lot of 5G contracts. It's not showing up in the stock at all. Okay, the electric vehicle segment. NIO, sales, rocket higher. Well, when you own a stock, you want that to happen. We own NIO in our emerging growth portfolio. That's an excellent chart. Excellent chart on NIO. NIO. Their deliveries rose 133% to 4,708 vehicles. I mean, that's nowhere near what Tesla is delivering, but you got to like those growth numbers. 133% growth in deliveries year over year. And I'm looking at a graph here of NIO of how their sales continue to climb. And NIO is now a $23 billion market cap company. And they are making sales. They plan on making sales here in the U.S., I believe. Great chart on NIO. We own NIO in our emerging growth portfolio, hitting $22.09 today. Another one out of China is Li Automotive, LI. It's a $15 billion market cap company. Their delivery surged 31%. Not 133 like NIO. Li's deliveries go up 31%. I know they're coming to America for sure. And Lee stock, they went public just a few months ago at about $16 a share. It's at $17.83 right now. It's having a good day, however. It's up 6.1%. Another fast-growing electric vehicle company out of China. The symbol is LI. You know, this is one from the past, a name from the past, Deckers Outdoor. I wrote up Deckers in my book. I got my book right here. In 2012, it was one of the 53 stocks that at that time I chose to write about. It was a best stock now. Back on February 15th, 2011, Deckers was an $84.52 stock when I wrote about it. Deckers hit yesterday $233, so we'll call that one almost a triple from the time I wrote about it. You know, Deckers has had an interesting past. UGG. UGG was one of their big brands. Those were real popular for a long time. And the company has had very, very steady, just steady growth, 25% per year over the last 5 years. Wells Fargo is saying that they've got a new brand, Hoka. H-O-K-A, make sure you get some Hoka shoes right away. They think that can be a $1 billion brand for Deckers Outdoor, D-E-C-K. They also make a lot of indoor shoes also. But Deckers has been a great stock over the years. It's now $6.6 billion. Headquartered in Goleta, California, which is just north of Santa Barbara. On the coast. The Motley Fool likes Pinterest. You know, that's an interesting stock. As I looked at the market yesterday, that was another one that really stood out to me. And again today, that's a beautiful chart on Pinterest, which is P-I-N-S. Now, Pinterest is starting to trickle into profitability. That's a good sign, okay? Their sales over the last four quarters up 47%, 46%, 35%, and then ratcheting down to just 4% during the COVID quarter. But Pinterest, very interesting, logging a new all-time high after a reported call-out in the Motley Fool's stock advisor section. You know, the Motley Fool's done a good job over the years of identifying. We seem to kind of come up with a lot of the same stocks. The Motley Fool says Pinterest has a huge opportunity in international markets, and an e-commerce team up with Shopify, which is another Motley Fool stock, may be beneficial. Well, keep your eye on Pinterest. P-I-N-S. Well, earnings season will begin here. Today is October the 2nd. The quarter ended on Tuesday. We're going to have earnings season start in about a little under 2 weeks. About 2 weeks. And we're going to see companies like J.P. Morgan and Citigroup and others begin to report their earnings. Right now, let me just look at where we're at here on the estimates. We're going to really watch this earnings season because it's supposedly should be a lot better. Each quarter is improving by a wide margin here. And what are we expecting right now for this quarter? I want to pull that up here. For Q3, which will be reported soon, earnings are expected to come in 21.2% lower, okay, than the same comparable quarter last year. So that's not, I thought it was 11. That's next quarter. This quarter is going to be expectations right now, 21.2% lower earnings than the same comparable quarter last year. Where's the S&P 500 forward PE at right now? Well, last Friday it was at 20.9. We probably went up a little bit this week. I'll calculate it today. We're probably just over 21 now. The Fed has allowed that multiple to grow to a very high level. You know, over the years, that forward PE has averaged about 16 to 17, somewhere in there. Right now, we're at 21. Why? Because interest rates are at zero. Interest rates have a big impact on the multiple that people are willing to pay for stocks. When the multiple is so low, or when the interest rates are so low, that makes stocks much more attractive. Hence, supply, demand, and you've got a pretty rich multiple in the market right now, brought on by the Fed. All right, when we come back, we'll have our featured stock of the day. Market down 274 right now on the Dow. We've gone south a little bit. NASDAQ down 146 right now. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Dow down 237 right now and the NASDAQ down about 130. The S&P is down 30 right now. That's less than 1%. And the NASDAQ's down 132. That's 1.2%. Well, there's been a lot of advances. You know, one of the fun things about what I do is reading the news on lots of companies every single day and seeing breakthroughs in this and breakthroughs in that and disruptors here and disruptors there. One company I have my eye on, and I actually own it in my emerging growth portfolio, they're calling it a cancer treatment disruptor, potential disruptor, especially as it relates to brain cancer and lung cancer. Lung cancer is one of the most common cancers, so they're in some very, very big markets, and this company has some products, and it's they're partnered with Merck in most of their treatments. And they've made a lot of waves, being called one of the most promising cancer treatment disruptors out there in the market. And I currently own it in the emerging growth portfolio. Okay, this is my highest risk portfolio, but we've also nailed some very large winners, including some biotech stocks over the years in this portfolio. The name of the company is NovoCure, NVCR. NovoCure is out of the United Kingdom. And, of course, that's also where AstraZeneca is. A lot of ties there between the drug companies in the UK and Oxford University. NovoCure now is in size, market capitalization, $11.5 billion. So this is a major player. This is not some little laboratory with nothing on the table yet, no sales. They actually have about $400 million a year in sales of their products for brain cancer and lung cancer. And they use their products in conjunction with Merck's products. Keytruda is the product they're teaming up with on Merck and using their product to make Keytruda even that much more effective. And the brain cancer one is also showing very good promise. So NovoCure, NVCR, an $11.5 billion market cap company. I'll make that my featured stock of the day. Well, we've had a pretty good week here in the market. It looks like we're going to finish the week on a sour note. Worries over President Trump's health coming down with COVID. But, yeah, you know what? I don't think it's a big deal, really. But it's still, you know, any kind of uncertainty. You've already got all kinds of uncertainty. Will the election be determined on November the 4th, the winner? Will it be November the 15th? Will it be December the 15th? Will it go to the Supreme Court? Who will be on the Supreme Court? There's just a lot of uncertainty right now. You know, on the days when the market has a big day like yesterday, I say to myself, I wish I didn't have any hedges at all. Now, I just have a couple of very small hedges. But I think Barry came up with a good way to look at it. He says, you know, on the days when your hedges are down, Bill, you should be really happy because that means you're having a really good day with 90% of what you own. And then on a day like today, you're happy to have a few hedges in place. I just think it's the way to go right now until we get through the uncertainty that is certainly ahead of us. There's just no question about it. There's a lot of uncertainty. The market does not like uncertainty. And there's a lot of what-ifs that it's looking at right now. We'll also be working on the newsletter here. I'm already working on that. We'll get that out. Last week we got it out Friday evening. And we're going to try to do that again and try to do that consistently in the future. It's full of my observations from the week. It's got the performance of the portfolios that I've put together over the years. It's got the ingredients, the secret sauce that's in those portfolios. You get a 2 free week look at that. It's got our macro outlook on the market. I don't know of many advisors, of many market analysts out there that have been more right about the market over the last 12 years, especially proud of this year, calling the bottom in the market on March the 19th. Well, I missed it by 4 days. Sorry about that. And I called the top of the NASDAQ when it went above 12,000. So stay tuned. You don't want to be without Gunderson as we enter into, you know, some choppy waters ahead. I think you want a captain at the helm who's been through a lot of choppy waters over the last 23, 24 years, whatever it's been. And, you know, it's not a good time, I don't think, to have pedal to the metal and fully invested without any caution flags waving in the breeze right now. So if you'd like to have us look at your situation, you know, it's good to have a great offense and it's good to beat the markets when the markets are going up. But you've also got to have a defense that you roll out from time to time when necessary. I've seen some major thrashings of the market over the years, and I'm glad to have those battle scars. I think that's very valuable going forward, come what may. You can set up an appointment with us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Talk to one of my advisors. And if you just want to check us out, you know, what is this all about, this Gunderson Capital nationwide firm with clients all over the country? I don't know how many states we're in, but most of them, I know that. You can call us or you go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Check out the newsletter. Check out the depth and the details. And we try not to miss anything. And that is my internal research that I share with you every week. GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.